of us have given God lip service at times. But he looks on the heart. He looks past the facade. He looks past what we say or the deals we make with God. It was our sin that put Jesus on the cross. And Jesus has overcome our sin. He has taken it away. He's taken it, he's removed it. If you and I will simply come and be honest with God, acknowledge that we are sinners, acknowledge that we've sinned, confess our faults even one to another, pray for one another that you might be healed. It's about being honest. It's about doing what God tells you to do as he gives you an assignment to do it. So we want to be free. And God wants you to be free. That's a good combination. That's an agreement there. I want to be free and God wants me to be free. And so I can be free. Sometimes we want to be instantly, in a sense, finished in our lives. We want to get from home base to home base without going through the bases. Sometimes we think, well, if I just go up and get prayed for, I'll be finished. No. There are definitely impartations. There's times when God ministers to us through an individual, through the laying on of hands. There's impartations of giftings. There's anointings you can receive through that. But there is a process for you to be made and changed and transformed into his likeness. And you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the prize set before us. He's the joy set before us. Because we want to come up and just that one more prayer and I'm going to be done. No, it's a process. It's a life process. But I will say this. No devil of addiction has any business any longer in your life. He has no business unless we give him access. Unless we make excuses. Well, I'm only human. Put that part of you to death then. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Put the flesh life to death. Don't allow that part to reign in you, to rule you. Don't let your fleshly, carnal nature tell you what to do anymore. If you've got to fast, you've got to pray, do it. But get rid of that sin in your life. Why? Because it will destroy you. And it is destroying you. Don't play patty cake with the devil. You need to deal him a death blow. You need to kick him in the pants. Out of my life. Now don't try to kick them out if you're going to compromise with them. If God gives you an assignment, if God says stop doing that, and you don't want to stop doing that, but you want the devil out, guess what? He doesn't have to leave because you're disobedient. That's why you can pray for people that are bound by the devil, and sometimes he'll leave just because you're annoying him so much. But because that person is allowing access through rebellion, come on, through disobedience, he's just waiting for you to get out of the room. He's going to come right back. And this time he may bring more with him. It's time to repent. It's time to say, I'm done. I'm done with the devil. I'm done with his deeds. The dirty deeds done dirt cheap. And I'm going to go after God with a heart, with a passion. I'm going to pursue him who is my righteousness, who is my redeemer. He has already overcome the world, so be of good cheer. You're an overcomer in Christ. Oh, don't listen to the lie. Don't listen to the lie of the devil that tells you you can't. You won't. Listen to Jesus who said you can do all things. Amen? For with God nothing shall be impossible. Do you believe this?
Yes.
God has enough power to completely set you free.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. You should be saying amen.
Amen.
You should be agreeing.
Yes.
It's absolutely true. Oh, but you don't know what I'm going through right now. No, I don't. But God does. And I don't think God's in any way, you know, below the task of dealing with what you're going through. Unless you don't believe that He can do it. If you think that the devil is greater than God, well, according to your faith, let it be unto you. If you believe your addiction is greater than God. If the devil can convince you and lie to you and tell you you can't be free from that pornography or whatever it is you're dealing with. He's a liar. The Holy Spirit convinces and convicts us because He loves us. Because He wants us to be free. He doesn't want God's people bound. Amen. He wants us to be liberated.
Amen.
He wants us to be full of joy.
Yes.
He wants us to be destroying the works of the one who once bound us. Come on, you can't be bound by the devil and be destroying his works. You got to get free. If you want to just play games with it, well, you won't get free. Sometimes people are just enjoying the attention they get from their problem. Let me just say it. They have no intention of really getting free. There are some people that God wants to heal their body, but they don't really want to be healed because if they get healed, no, now they got to get a job. Yeah, or I won't get all the attention I've been craving. I've been digging all the attention. You know what? God loves you and He'll comfort you. All the attention you want, He'll dote on you all day long.
Amen.
Don't look for answers in people. Go beyond even the servant of God, amen,
amen,
to the God of the servant. People are chasing after this guy and that guy and this great name and that great name. It's like we need to get beyond the vessel. It's not about the vessel. It's about the God of the vessel. Come on. I came that you might have life. And life more abundantly. If you're not experiencing abundant life, folks, I'm not talking about a life without problems. I'm talking about even in the midst of problems, you've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. You've got a supernatural peace that just maintains you. Yeah. You've got this love that just is just driving out the fear and the, you know, and the worry. Because you're just abiding in Him. And you found that there is a place of refuge in the secret place where He just lifts you up and out of it. We were born to soar far above all the confusion. God wants you to be lifted up out of the addiction. Lifted up out of the problem. It doesn't mean that you ignore your problem. It means that you don't focus and meditate on it. As long as you and I are focusing and meditating on the problem, it magnifies itself. Wow. Yeah, if you are going around just with this phobia of evil, and some people are just tormented by fear, even Christians, they're looking for devils and doorknobs, and everywhere there's demons and devils. If you got your mind on those things, come on. The devil wants you to pay attention to him. Hey, I'm over here. I'm over here. Get your eyes off the prize. Get your eyes on me. Get your mind on the problem, not the solution. We've got to get our eyes on Jesus. So if you want to be free, you can be. I mean, whomsoever the Son sets free, free indeed. But you've got to repent. You've got to come to the end of yourself, of self-help. Flush those self-help tapes down the toilet. Get yourself out of the picture. Get on your face before God and go after Him. Pray, fast if you need to. Get into a place where all those things will just come, they'll come off. They will, I guarantee, God can set you free completely. You don't have to be bound for years and years and years, and I'm an addict and I'm this and I'm that. No, you're not. Don't call yourself an addict. You're magnifying the lie. Call yourself a child of God. Amen?
Amen.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. A new creation. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. Greater is He that's in me, He that's in the world. No devil, no addiction can torment me any longer. If God convinces you and convicts you, say, get this out of your life. Okay, Lord, it's out.
Yes.
What next?
Yes.
Okay, Lord, it's out. I confess. I renounce my sin. I choose life. I choose liberty. The pursuit of liberty, folks, is not written on some document. Amen? It's written on the heart of God. He is the one who liberates. We are pursuing the liberator. The power of God is so awesome and so great. Jesus Christ has overcome every principality and power and every name that is named. Amen?
Yes.
He is in control.
Yes.
He will liberate the captive. Yes. I have overcome the world, He said.
Yes.
So be of good cheer. Even though you're having difficulty in this world, I've overcome and I've given you my Spirit. So you too are an overcomer. Give no place to the devil. No place. Turn off the boob tube if you need to. Get out of the junk. Quit listening to trash music and trash television. And fill your mind with the Word of God. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Change your direction. Repent. Turn around. I came that you might have life. The thief comes to rob, to kill and destroy. But I came that you might have life. So we're not giving the thief any place. And we're not going to be preoccupied with the thief. Come on, we're not going to be meditating, thinking, and worrying about Him. There's only one you need to fear, and that is God. Because every soul is going to bow before Him. And we decide to bow today. I bow now. I confess now Jesus is Lord. I confess my sins today. I get the monkey off my back now. I walk in liberty now. I take up the mantle, the calling of God for my life now. I decide I'm going to follow Jesus now. And the day will come when we will see the King. Jesus. Jesus. Can I just ask you to bow your head this morning? I don't know why that you came this morning. Whether you came to please somebody or because you really are desperate for God in your life. Because you really want to know. You want to know Him. You really want to pursue His will for your life. There's many reasons why people come to church. But if you're here today and you came and you know your life is a mess, you know you've made a mess of it, I want to tell you that you're not alone. I know all about it. I know what it is to mess up a life, to make a mess of everything. And you're surrounded with people that can testify to the same thing. But I want you to know that God has done a miracle, many miracles in my life. And God wants to do a miracle in your life. God set me free. God changed me. God gave me a purpose. God gave me a new beginning. God gave me a future and a hope that is secure. God gave me joy for the journey. God gave me peace that passes my own understanding. I can't explain it to you. You've got to experience it yourself. But you know that your life has been a mess, and you're here because you say, I no longer want to live in this mess. I want to come out of that mess. I want a new beginning. I want my life to be changed. I want to know that I have peace with God. I want to be free from those chains of addiction. I want to be free from these tormenting spirits that make me miserable. I want to experience the joy of the Lord. I want to know what it is to have a clean heart and a brand new beginning. And I'm willing to do whatever God tells me to do, that I might get into position for Him to bless me with a bright future and a hope. You're here today, and that's you. Will you be honest? I just want to ask, every head bowed, every eye closed. If that's you today and you just want to be free today, you're sick of it, you want freedom in your life, we're not here to judge you. God's here to help you, and so are we. Just lift your hand and say, that's me. I'm not playing games anymore. I mean business for God. If that's you, raise your hand. See those hands. Anyone else? You want to get in on this? I'm telling you, the power of God can set you free. Anyone else?